Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 yeah. KOTK.
All right. All right, it's 503-250-KINETIC in Portland, the greatest rap band from Iceland ever. Out of the huge gigantic list of stellar hip hoppers to emerge from Iceland. It's just these guys and these guys. It's Quarashi. Oh, and I always say the name, everything's a Japanese from Iceland. It's 503-250-KINETIC in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-KINETIC or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later on this hour, we got Jolie from the front desk with another edition of How Chicks Think. And I think, now, I can't swear to this, but I'm pretty sure. You remember a couple weeks ago we had that guy Gabe? Well, there was two different emails from this guy, Gabe. He emailed us the first time to say that he was having sex with some girl and that she stopped halfway through and was like, I have the grand, like left or whatever. And so he was wondering what that was all about. And then he followed up that question with a second question about a week later. I don't have it in front of me. But he emailed, I guess it was either Monday or Tuesday of this week, saying that a female friend was trying to set him up with a cousin and the cousin's friend simultaneously. Do we all remember this email from earlier this week?
How can we forget this?
So the woman was trying to set Gabe up. She's like, I want to set you up with my female cousin and my female cousin's friend simultaneously. And Gabe was all like, what is that all about? And we were never able to get to the bottom of it because we couldn't figure out what the situation was, like what the wife's interest was, whether you know, it was furry and interest in her part. So coming up later on Jolie's How Chicks Think Today, Gabe will be joining us. We're going to have Gabe on the phone. He's going to try to explicate things a little bit for us. It's going to clarify things a bit. So we got that later on. Richard Nunn for the WB. Tom Likas with Likas 101. World famous Bill Hendry show at 7 p.m. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. This is Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 104. This news is brought to you by our friends at the WB 32. Portland Wrestling is back. This Saturday night at 11 o'clock at the WB 32, watch the historic return of Portland Wrestling. That's Saturday night at 11 o'clock on Portland's WB 32. Well, many of us stayed home on New Year's Eve, fearing we'd be hit by some drunk driver. Imagine this. An off-duty Portland police officer has been arrested for DUI on New Year's Eve. Edgar Mitchell's arrest was one of a handful in the metro area. The off-duty officer suffered a broken leg after a collision at 33rd and Lombard. He's been in the Portland Police Bureau for just a year and was assigned to the Southeast Precinct. But we didn't have any problems like downtown or anything like that, so people discoed and just went home, apparently.
They discoed their little Portland hearts out.
You know the beauty of that accident? The car that he got?
No, the beauty of that accident.
The irony, that's a better word.
Yes.
Of the accident. The car that he hit, the person that was driving that car, also above the legal limit, they both got DUIs and they collided.
Excellent.
So just kind of thought that was funny when I saw it on the news.
Just makes you believe in Darwin.
Well, I kept my Suzuki Baja at home. Listen to this. Say, here is some good news.
Wait, did you say Suzuki?
I mean, Subaru.
Okay, all right.
It's a Subaru Baja.
The only thing Suzuki ever made that ever had any image on the pop culture radar was that hideous Suzuki Samurai. Chick Jeep.
Yeah.
It was like the Barbie dream Jeep that they tried to market to women. Of course, it rolled over at like 4 miles an hour and would kill everybody inside. I'm being that satirically, of course. It didn't kill everybody that drove it. There were
but most people it did.
Can I just tell you who drove the Suzuki Samurai? Strippers. I don't know why. For some reason, man, you drive by like the Deja Vu or something at about like 1991, 1992. You drive by some stripper and there were like 17 teal-colored Samurais in the back. I don't know why. I think it's because strippers always have this thing, and they're always just itching to prove that they're, like, can-do women. They're always trying to prove that they're a, you know, woman, W-O-M-A-N. They've got this weird faux independent streak in them that I guess they use to counterbalance the fact that they're all out there looking for some guy that'll pay their dental bills for the rest of their life. And so they've all got the Suzuki Samurai or some other pseudo-tough chick car. And that was the stripper tough chick car of choice all through the early 80s, or rather for the late 80s and the early 90s with the Suzuki Samurai. Anyway, so you're driving the Baja, which is repellent.
What do you mean?
It's just ugly. It's just an ugly-looking thing. I'm sure it's a fine vehicle, but it's a chick car.
All the chicks who... I parked out on 21st yesterday to go out to eat lunch. And I was watching the reaction. Everyone stopped to look at it, and the chicks were all asking questions about it.
I don't know. Sarah, have you seen the Subaru Baja?
I have not.
You got to go take a look at it, because I don't think that it's... It seems like the sort of thing that chicks would not be turned on by, because it's just ugly, because it's aesthetically unpleasing. It's,
well, when do you get the other Mercedes? Ian's car is...
Just like a woman. When are you going to have that Mercedes?
Well, I had a Mercedes over Christmas.
Well, you're between Mercedes now?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Well, yeah, if he's following the right pattern, he'll get this Mercedes. Mercedes.
We're changing the pattern.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I think I'm getting... what am I getting after this? Oh, a Volvo, I believe.
Yeah, all right. Nothing to sneeze at, but it's not that.
But that could change
Benz.
Because Brad,
the next Benz.
Brad, who makes all this possible, is at the new car show in L.A., so he's going to be calling us soon to tell us about all the happenings down there.
But Ian's in that $90,000 Mercedes right now, which, I mean,
it's beautiful. It's like this ice blue color.
It's got a great car. It's a great car. I mean, truthfully, aesthetically speaking, I prefer the other Mercedes, the one that Tim had, the downscale one.
That was
only like $55,000. I actually think that's a better looking one. This one's a little too long for my taste, a little too elongated. I like the other one's kind of more understated, which I like, but Ian was like, he was telling me, it was someplace retarded. He was like at the dry cleaner. She's driving the $90,000 Mercedes, and it's like, it doesn't matter how many, you could be missing both your ears and have like a second nose on top of your head, but you're in that car and chicks are just on you like green on grass, man. It doesn't matter. It does not matter who you are. You could have third degree burns over 85% of your body, and chicks, you will never be without a date in that car.
Incredible.
Anyway.
I got some good news for you. Your PGE bill is going to go down, but only by about 2%. They said the average residential customer will still pay around $73 a month. Business and government customers will see their bills drop 17%. Somehow that's unfair. PGE says it's lowering the prices because of a reduction in the wholesale cost of fuel, but we don't believe anybody anymore. Okay. Here's what we've been actually waiting for. The most nervous guest seen on a talk show so far in the new year is Morton Klein of the Zionist Organization of America. Now, we're not making fun of his organization, mind you, at all.
And can I just tell you, never mind, I'm not even going to say it. But yeah, it should be noted we are not ridiculing Mr. Klein's political affiliation, just the fact that he should never be allowed near a television or a microphone ever again.
Okay, and you won't question us why when you hear this. So he's questioned by Pat Buchanan this morning, so listen.
Against why America. Do the Palestinians hate the Israelis?
Well, I believe the principal region is the Arabs. Virtually, most of the Arab countries do not support the right of a non-Muslim entity with sovereignty to exist.
So the twitching and hacking continues.
The Jewish were put there legally under the mandate of the League of Nations.
The United Nations, the League of Nations passed a resolution back in 1922 to establish a homeland in all of Palestine.
So Pat Buchanan keeps a straight face throughout this interview.
You're going to have peace, Mr. Klein, if you do not have a Palestinian state.
Before, there was even a single settlement in Judea and Samaria and Gaza in 67. The Arabs launched three wars against Israel in 48, 56, and 67.
Hold it. So nobody,
he is the best reporter in the world.
Yes. Nobody thought to turn down Klein's microphone throughout the clumsy questioning.
I mean, if there is no Palestinian state, do you think you're ever going to get peace?
No, the issue is not a Palestinian state.
Oh man, that's the best moment ever. And it was. And
was it actually from the audio? Was it actually a nervous tick, or was it getting stuttering?
No. He was a twit. It was a tick because he was twitching too.
They didn't show him. You cut him a couple times, but they try to keep the camera on.
They quit cutting to him. They just ended up leaving the camera either on Pat, because the first time, because I had my back to the television, and I was at my desk. I was working on some stuff, and I had my back to the TV. And I wasn't watching. I was just hearing it. And I thought it was static or something. You know, I thought it was, you know, because sometimes y'all can hear that on CNN because they got like a $4 satellite setup that they use. And so you hear, you know, like when Roop does his things on the top of the hour news via satellite, you hear that Jim Roop CNN news. And there's all these weird dropouts or sunspotting or just all these kind of burping things that happen on the satellite. And that's what I thought it was. I'm like, boy, the CNBC feed sucks today. And so it continues to go on. And then I noticed that the guy's actually talking while it's happening. So it's not that they're having satellite dropout. Tell me about the conflicts with, you know, between Palestine and you. Well, and I turn around and the guy is like, it's like he's being hit in the face with some like invisible peanuts. It's like someone has got a pea shooter off camera and someone is hitting him in the face, because every time he makes the twitching noise, it's accompanied by his head jerking back, both his eyes shutting, and like this slight shuddering, as though his chair was being rocked back and forth by gnomes underneath the desk. That's what it is. So it's like, so you just in, so let's picture that now. So we'll play the first one back again here in just a second. So now, as you hear the sound, like imagine that there's just like a 3.5 earthquake hitting nowhere but underneath his chair while Pat Buchanan is talking to him. So just the all over jerk and twitch as they do this.
Why do the Palestinians hate the Israelis?
Well, I believe the principal reason is the Arabs. Virtually most of the Arab countries do not support the right of a non-Muslim entity with sovereignty to exist.
Seriously, if they should, you know, they've been looking for somebody to replace Phil Donahue with. That's the guy, Morty Klein. Morton Klein from the Zionist?
I want to make sure you get this right. The Zionist Organization of America.
Zionist Organization of America. That's the guy that CNBC needs to get. That's who Phil Donahue's got to be replaced by. I would watch that every night. That is must-see TV, my friends. You want to talk about something you're going to make sure you never miss. It's going to be that. And the best part is that Pat Buchanan has to keep a straight face during the entire thing.
This went on for about 15 or 20 minutes. It was a long interview.
The longest interview on Earth. And this is the first rule of broadcast journalism, that if somebody sucks, you bail on the interview.
But Bill Press isn't there, so he has nobody to go back with.
So Press is on vacation, so Pat Buchanan is all alone out there. He's just alone, adrift. He's just adrift in this. Now I'm doing it. He's adrift in this journalistic sea, though, with no one to throw to because Bill Press is gone. So he has to stay with this Klein guy. He has nowhere to go. And so as the interview progresses, they quit showing Morton Klein, and they just keep the camera on Buchanan. Or they start showing a lot of maps. You know, like a lot of cue some stock footage, and Morton Klein to be answering, and some stock footage of like a pony would come on, just anything to keep from showing him during the interview. So, it was great stuff, and they kept it for like 25 minutes. Do you remember when we had that King Tinued guy, the guy that does the Elvis impersonations, and we've been playing his songs for weeks, and we thought they were great, and we had the King Tinued guy on the show, and he was the worst guest ever. This was probably about a year ago. And we had this guy as a guest on the show, and he was the worst guest in the history of the world. And so we bagged out of it after like 5 minutes. That's what you always do, but Buchanan just rolls with it, man. Oh, it's good stuff. All right.
They're going to be mostly cloudy today. We're all going to be doing that all day. And a chance of rain increasing later on this afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. Rain likely tonight and radium freezing away. It's very windy out there for this time of the year. Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom and live around the world at KOTK.com.
Oh, it's great stuff. Unfortunately, we were rolling audio on it, but I don't think we got videotape of it. I don't think it's a video. It'll be circulating on the net, though. It's like when Shepard Smith was talking about J-Lo and he used he said BJ. By mistake. It'll be like that. It'll be showing up in your inbox one of these days. In Forest Grove, it's Dave. You're on Hot Talk, the Nitty KFTK. What's up? Oh, no, Dave is going away. All right. It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-Nitty. Coming up later on, we got Office Confidential, Top 5, Jolie from the front desk. Rick, what was the deal with Sarah saying that somebody called and said there was a cartoon of you in the Oregonian? I didn't see it. Oh, that was Sarah was just being wacky. There was a comic strip about talk radio in general. Props to you working on Thanksgiving, Christmas, even Christmas while on vacation, nonetheless. Who does that Matt A-hole think he is, gloating and bragging that, quote, he'll be there at 5 in the morning Christmas Day? As I recall, Matt hasn't ever called in while he's on vacation. Your dedication, listen to this, this is a guy who knows how to write an email. Your dedication and commitment to the show is demonstrated in the quality work you put in your job day in and day out. The reason your show is so great is because you care so much. Happy New Year, full-time listener Aaron in Clackamas. That's a guy who knows how to write an email. Why can't all the emails be that way? All right, I got one more here.
Because not all of the people, you know, are that foolish. Just trying to kiss up to the host, obviously, get something.
About. We need more of that going on, though. Agreement about Christina. Oh, this is Christina Aguilera. Dude, I totally agree with you on Christina Aguilera. I'm always telling my friend she's just dying to spread them buck naked, don't you think? And that's just, can we all just agree that that's a given? Like, the clock is ticking now. It's just a matter of not even years. It's probably just 18 months to 24 months before Christina Aguilera just does some full-on spread in, like, you know, the new issue of, like, Butt Slave or whatever. What the hell is up with this chick, and why don't I find her sexy? See, this is the pertinent question. This is the salient query that Chris in Northeast has finally identified and hit on the head. This is the whole thing, is why don't we find Christina Aguilera sexy anymore? Because we should. reasonably attractive chick, obviously loose, probably do you for a package of ding-dongs, showing off what the good Lord give her, and yet it just does nothing for me. I guess it's because she's trying far too much. I am truly a hypocrite, though, because if these pictures were of Britney, I would have no problem at all with it. And that's completely true. It's that new spread that she did in either Maxim or Stuff. I can never remember which it is. But if Britney Spears had done that same sort of look, I would be all for it. But Christina Aguilera does it, and it's just the total effect on me, the cumulative effect of Christina Aguilera's bared flesh is just one of, well, either apathy or slight revulsion. I'm actually sort of turned off by it, and I don't know why that is. I think it's just because she's given it the hard sell. She's selling way past the clothes. I don't know. What is it that she's smothering us. That's what it is. She's smothering us with her, you know, her bared bosoms and whatnot. It's just too much. She's got to get past it. All right, we're going to get Kristen and Mike in a moment. Dave and Forrest Grove, what's up with you?
Hey, Rick. That stuttering guy sounds a lot like my little brother. He's got a little Tourette.
Does he actually have the real...
I used to bug him. I'd be like, go blow your nose. Go, you know, and then finally I realized he, you know.
Doesn't even
get the good Tourette. He just, like, doesn't even cuss at me or nothing.
So is it really Tourette's, but it's like just like a mild case?
Yeah, it's a mild. He just kind of snorts and kind of twitches a little bit.
Actually, you know, come to think of it, I used to go to school with a guy who was in my drama class. And I look back, did you ever look back retrospectively and you wonder... It's like when you look back and you go, I wonder if so-and-so was gay or, you know, whatever. And you didn't realize at the time. Looking back, there was a guy in my drama class who I think had mild Tourette's because he did this compulsive sort of minor throat clearing. But it wasn't like our good friend Morton Klein. It was just kind of a kind of a thing.
Yeah, if he had the good Tourette's, I'd take him out. But, yeah, he just snorked a lot.
Let's talk about the good Tourette's for a moment. First of all, can we all agree that Tourette's is the second funniest disease in the whole world following leprosy?
Next to
leprosy. It goes leprosy, Tourette's, and then something about loose stools probably would follow that. Also, you want to see something about Tourette's? Look for a documentary called Twitch and Shout. There's a documentary called Twitch and Shout, which is all about Tourette's, and it's great because it's this total voyeuristic thing, so you can totally leer and stare at these people with Tourette's like you couldn't really do in the real world. It's fascinating. Excellent. There you
Wonderful.
Go. Hey, if it gets really bad, let us know. We'll have him on the show.
Be great. Okay, thanks.
All right, excellent. There you go. That's David Forrest Grove. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955 in Portland. Mike is a full-time listener. What do you got there, brother?
You know, I just think that guy needs to change his spark plugs, use a little higher octane fuel. I think he's been going to Arco too much. It's just the way the sputtering, he sounds like an old car I used to have.
The tick guy? Or like when you have that car that it can't really decide if it's going to run or not. Like you have that old Yugo and you fire it up and it goes... And it's trying to catch, but it just can't quite do it. If you got like that, like the Chevy Citation, it's just on its last legs, and you're turning it, and you're gassing it, trying to get it to catch, and it just doesn't want to spark.
To me, it sounds like a Ford Tempo.
Exactly. It's Mike in Portland. 1-800-727-5955. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend and compatriot, the lovely Kristen in accounting.
Well, howdy.
What's up with you?
Nothing much.
I'm going to be doing that all day now.
Just tacking and like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very attractive.
Oh, it's great.
Especially for you radio personalities.
Completely. And that's... The thing is, he was wearing a lapel, a lavalier mic, you know, which you clip to either, you know, like your lapel or your tie.
Yeah.
But at no point did they think to turn it down. They had the presence of mind to cut away and no longer be showing him. But they didn't have the presence of mind to just cut his mic or, you know, God, just go to a test pattern. Do anything. Have Pat Buchanan give, like, turkey cooking tips. Just whatever. Just get rid of the guy. But no, they just stayed with him and it became perversely fascinating.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was actually calling to tell you how fabulous Sarah was this morning.
Thank you, Kristen.
On the TV this morning.
On the TV, yeah. I was just telling her I completely forgot she was supposed to be on, and I just clicked on the TV to get my weather and traffic, as I often do in the morning, and there was Sarah. She was fabulous. And that guy that called last hour was completely right. Whoever that guy was that was on last week was just...
He was a knob.
He was a knob.
Yeah. Am I to understand that you actually work at K2, and yet when you get up in the morning, you turn to Fox to find out your weather and traffic?
I know. Isn't that kind of odd? Well, you know, nothing against my own station, but, you know, they have the 10 minutes. It's every 10 minutes. So I turn on the TV so I know within 5 minutes I'm going to get, like, a weather and traffic update.
I'm just saying.
Which is important for those of us taking the freeways to work.
Look, there's no, I'm not disputing that. I was just trying to clarify your first choice for television news information in the morning was, in fact,
what freeway did you take to get to work?
I took the 205 this morning.
Well, that was pretty clear this morning, actually.
Clear as a bell, yeah.
Yes, it was.
All right, excellent. Well, God bless you. All right. So there you go. There's Kristen in the county. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. You should fake a tick tomorrow. You would totally endear yourself with people. Yeah, but don't make it the throat clearing. Make it something different. Like, you should sneeze uncontrollably or bark like a dog or something. You ought to just, or something, meow or something. Just a tick. It's a little hook to help you stand out. It makes you special.
So I should meow to
the
get people
audience,
to watch?
Just, you know, and looking down at the 205. I see that traffic is pretty clear moving south. You know, people would totally remember that, man. That would be your gimmick. That's your in, sister.
I'll think about it.
Otherwise, you're just going to say, who's that grumpy chick?
I was so not grumpy.
Yeah.
You make me grumpy.
I had to stick that in my power over women. We'll be back. It's a Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk today. KFK. Stay there.
It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hey, I think I have the tick down.
Okay.
All right, listen.
All right, here's Siri. We totally have to get Morris Klein on the show. Can we all agree on this now? Morton?
I'll start making calls.
I don't care why, we'll make up some story. The next time there's some violence in the Mideast, we totally got to get that guy on. We got to make him our go-to man. I mean, that's it. It's just journalistic gold. Here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 1:29. T. Riley with news, brought to you by the WB32. Portland Wrestling is back this Saturday night at 11 o'clock. The WB32 says, watch the historic return of Portland Wrestling. It's Saturday night at 11 o'clock on Portland's WB32. Two USF 16 pilots charged with manslaughter in the April friendly fire bombing of Canadian troops in Afghanistan that killed four soldiers routinely took amphetamines that may have impaired their judgment, says a lawyer. U.S. pilots have used low doses of this since World War II, but the Air Force insists the use of the drug is voluntary and safe. Yes, the Air Force admits the pilots demonstrated poor airmanship that day when they killed the Canadians. But the manufacturer tells patients that they shouldn't operate heavy machinery or engage in potentially hazardous activities when using this drug. But no pilot has ever told that, says the lawyer for the pilots. A man who's accused of killing his pregnant wife and four-year-old daughter by driving his van off a California cliff and living, due in court today. Edward Raposa pled innocent to three counts of first-degree murder, could face a death penalty. He is the sole survivor of the October crash that killed his wife and daughter and the couple's unborn child. They believe Raposa planned to die as well when he sped off a dead end through 50 feet of vegetation and off a 150-foot cliff south of San Francisco. And darn it, he lived, much to his surprise. Raposa claims his foot got stuck on the accelerator. Mostly cloudy this afternoon, a chance of rain. And rain increasing for the drive home, highs in the mid-50s. Rain tonight, too, lows in the 50s. Rainy and breezy tomorrow, highs in the 50s again. Tim Riley of the KOTK Newsroom.
Imus in the...
Now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. All right, Rick, I absolutely agree. If someone has a tick, it sets them apart from everyone else. That's why I love listening to Tim Riley. His speech impediment that keeps him from pronouncing words is absolutely hilarious. All right, that's Jason. We're going to roll the top five here in a second. I want to read this from Eli. Rick, longtime listener, first-time writer. I, being a mere delivery driver of oxygen and home medical equipment, name withheld, bow down to you and everyone on your three-hour show. Plain and simple, you rock. Should I spread the word and me and the crew F Matt all over the area with oxygen tubing.
This F Matt is sponsored by NorthwestPipes.com.
Excellent. And then he asked if we got any bumper stickers. Right now, we only have the Lycus bumper stickers. But at some point, maybe, I don't know, probably within the next 12 or 15 years, we'll have something that says Rick Emerson May, but I wouldn't bank on it right now. Happy New Year, Eli. All right, coming up in just a few, we got the How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. Here's your top five, for Thursday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
And in an effort to demonstrate the musical taste of everyone on the Rick Emerson Show, we head down the home stretch with newsman Mark Marshall, who was heard audibly laughing during the Pat Buchanan interview today. I wish I had that on tape.
Mark, who did a stellar job, by the way, in the stead of Tim Riley yesterday on our New Year's Day show. So good job, Mark. Mark, who did not deign to be with us today for the top five. Mark decided to actually leave and not stick around for this. After Mark, I think we've only got two people left. I think we got Bruce Agler and General Manager Ron Carter. And I think we're going to be done there. So we're heading down the home stretch here. So,
anyway. Honorable mention goes to Stevie Ray Vaughan, the Doobie Brothers, and Willie Nelson.
Somebody's going to sing here.
Back to the old school with this.
Hello, all.
I thought this was Furlin Husky.
Hello.
It's not Furlin Husky.
How things go for you?
No, it's Willie.
That's Willie. It's completely Willie.
Don't you miss it.
That's a Furlin Husky song.
You know, a great cover of this, by the way, if you're a big fan of Willie, and why wouldn't you be? You want to check out the Reverend Horton Heat. The Reverend Horton Heat, by the way, if you're any sort of a rockabilly fan, the Reverend Horton Heat is this amazing, unbelievable guitar player. But he does this great cover of this song. It's the Reverend Horton Heat and Willie Nelson. It's on this album on Justice Records called Twisted Willie. And it's just a bunch of Willie Nelson covers by kind of punk guys.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
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 Well, I see that you're still here.
I just had I was off key in the last one. I had nothing.
Aren't you lonely?
Number five is Steppenwolf.
Nice. Who the hell predicted this? Is this the Mark Marshall we're talking about?
It is.
Steppenwolf?
I guess he rocked during his time.
Loud.
Did you see that with a heavy metal thunder?
Heavy metal thunder.
Hey, 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 hey,
this is the first use of the term heavy metal in popular music, you know. This song, this is the first ever mention of heavy metal in a song, unless I'm off my mark there. William Burroughs used it in a book called The Soft Machine, but this is the first mention of the term heavy metal. Steppenwolf were the first ones to use heavy metal to describe a type of music, even if they didn't know they were doing it. They totally created that. Overplayed as it is, this is still a great song. It still sounds pretty heavy for being, God, 35 years old.
Sturgis, baby!
Born to be wild.
And these guys still play there every year. You go to Sturgis every year, and it doesn't matter who else is there, these guys are the headliner. My brother went to Sturgis 3-4 years in a row, and man, it all climaxes with these guys taking the stage at like 12:30 in a haze of white wine and you know, and amphetamines.
Number four are the Eagles.
Again with the Eagles.
The lights are turning red.
I never used to like this song, but it's kind of grown on me. Ever since I saw Don Henley do a hip-hop version of this, which it wasn't nearly as bad as it sounds. I know it sounds like it would be the worst thing ever. I'll dig it up one of these days and I'll play it for you. But I heard Don Henley do like a rap version of this, and it kind of sold me on the song, and so I've been able to enjoy it since then. You know the best song off this album? The best song off this album is Take It to the Limit. Take It to the Limit is one of the all-time, not only great pop songs, it's a great country song. Even if they didn't know they were writing a country song, Take It to the Limit is an absolutely great country song, too. And we all know that Don Henley is the most crucial member of the Eagles, followed by Joe Walsh, and then a distant third would be Glenn Frey. Every time I hear this song, by the way, I think of that movie FM, because this is what plays over the opening credits of FM.
Your mind. Number three, Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah, baby.
And you know that when I
come on, you can't can't beat this.
I can't help myself at all. And I get whiskey bent.
Everyone should love Hank Williams Jr.
Play me some songs about a ramen man.
See, this is how I can already see down the road that I'm just going to... I don't have any choice about just turning into Imus when I'm old and wrinkled. The mold is already cast. The die is already cast for this. I mean, I've already got 80% of his musical taste and 90% of his obnoxious, irritating persona. Still one of the best shows I've ever seen. I've seen Hank Jr. twice, and the first time, I told you, one of the times he peed on the audience. The second... But
yeah,
he was great in his own way. Well, he didn't. He wasn't able to fully get the spray on.
He didn't quite
on.
Get all the way there.
He'd whipped it out, but he hadn't fully been able to urinate on the crowd because some handlers came out and brought him off stage. But he was attempting to pee on stage. But the other time, man, the second time that I saw Hank Jr. is one of the best concerts I've ever seen. He did all his own hits, and then he did Ring of Fire, he did Folsom Prison Blues, he did Walk This Way, he did Stranglehold, the Ted Nugent song. And Hank Jr. never got the respect and the credit he deserved. Because people sort of painted him as this buffoon, they painted him as this sort of hick, which maybe he is in a way, but he was a great songwriter, great guitar player, great country voice. Never got the respect he deserved.
The first time I saw him, about 15 minutes, 20 minutes into the show, the roadies had to bring him out a stool to sit on
because
he could no longer stand.
He did a cover of White Lightning, and he did it at dead-on George Jones voice, man. Number two is Merle Haggard. Boy, the country just keeps on coming. I'm a big Merle Haggard fan. Merle Haggard's one of those guys for about 15 years. That guy couldn't do any wrong.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride.
And what a great country story this guy's life was. Born in a boxcar.
I'm bound, and no one can change my mind but mama.
Born in a boxcar in Orange County.
One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store.
And didn't he do time in like San Quentin or something?
Yeah, Jolie Bell. She's just digging all over Mark's stuff here off air.
How could you not like Merle Haggard?
Oh, man, she's a hag.
She's
hating on Hank Williams Jr. Hating on Merle.
Why you gotta hate?
Life without parole. No one could steer her right, but mama tried. Mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better.
Come on, this is classic Americana.
Denied, that leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried.
That's a great song. And he wrote Okie from Muskogee. He wrote The Fighting Side of Me. He wrote If We Make It Through December. He wrote Are the Good Times Really... never mind.
Left my mom.
Number one.
Comes as no surprise to anyone who knows him, Elvis Presley.
Well, that's the end of quality. Clearly, that's the end of taste.
Of course, Joey's all for Elvis.
60-0 in one song. Itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. That's quality lyrical craftsmanship at its best. Fuzzy goddamn tree.
I'm all shook up.
All right. I have nothing to contribute.
My hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Okay. The only good thing about Elvis, he gave us Bill Clinton. That's all. Without Elvis, no Bill. 1-800-775-9555. How Chick Sank with Jolie for the front desk coming up.
How did you get from Elvis to Bill?
Because clearly, this seems patently obvious to me that Bill Clinton growing up saw Elvis, and that's who he emulated. I'm not the only one who sees that. That Bill Clinton modeled him, his persona on Elvis. It's like we talk about how Hefner modeled himself on Jay Gatsby. Hefner modeled himself on The Great Gatsby. Clinton modeled himself on Elvis. It seems transparently obvious to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but I, especially being from Arkansas, being from the heartland and all, that Clinton looked at Elvis and took his persona from Elvis. He's got the same type of charisma. I mean, you look at the young Elvis and you look at, like, Bill Clinton at any age, same person. listen, it's like one part Elvis, one part JFK. I mean, the end result is all Bill, but I can totally see the components there at work.
Well, it seems like you haven't had a bit to talk about this.
Yeah. Well, Clinton, you know, there's always something there. You can always go to him. He's always, he's a relief pitcher. You can always go to him. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later on, we got the Richard Nuff of the WB, Rick Emerson's Office Confidential. Tom Likas with Likas 101, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's time for another edition of Ellipsis. How Chicks Think with Julie for the front desk. Merle Haggard?
No!
Don't lie.
I just said it was old fogies music.
Oh, please.
Come on. I can respect them. I appreciate
Merle Haggard's
talent.
It's not any older than music you listen to. Merle Haggard stuff is off in the 60s, which was when the freaking Grateful Dead were everywhere.
Well, yeah, whatever. I just don't like it.
Well, be that as if your take on musical quality notwithstanding. I'm just saying, it's not any older than most of your stuff. All right.
Okay, well, it's just what my dad listens to. He doesn't listen to the Grateful Dead.
No.
He listens to that stuff.
All right, so we've got a couple things here. Well, we should probably do the Gabe thing first.
Well, you have we Gabe all want to
know.
Phone?
Well, this is Gabe. I mean, we actually have a question, but I don't know. We should do Gabe first because I want to make sure we have time for it. So, just a quick primer. So, for those who didn't hear this, so we've had two emails from Gabe. The first was, I was having sex with some chick. Halfway through, she stopped. You know, she wanted to stop, wanted to leave. What's that about? And we're like, she's psycho, kick her to the curb. Which I think he then did. And then we got a follow-up email, which was something about some threesome or some sort of sordid. Anyway, let's welcome to the show, Gabe. What's up with you?
Nothing much. Working. How are y'all? How are you guys doing?
Have we sort of accurately given the background here that you... Did you kick the psycho chick to the curb who quit having sex halfway through?
Yeah, but then she came back.
That night
What'd
or later?
She say?
No, it was later, maybe a week and a half later, because I never called her, you know. You guys were just like,
well, yeah, no, you, yeah, kick her to the curb, don't call her, make her call you. Right.
What'd she say?
She came back, and finished the job.
She came back. All right. Excellent.
You didn't get down to what the problem was?
Nope.
No.
You didn't care, you just...
No, that way, no, and the problem solved, obviously.
Okay.
You don't care what caused it, as long as it's, you know, I don't care what, I don't need to see the math, okay? You know, you just...
If you've got a calculator, don't bother showing your work, just give me the answer.
All I need is the sum. That's all I need. All right, excellent. And so, now, help me out here. On this email you sent us, your friend's wife wants to set you up with her cousin and her cousin's friend.
Yeah.
Now, is this simultaneously? She wants you to have the three-way?
Yes, that's what she told me. It's simultaneously. She wants to bring them both over to my house at the same time.
Now, does the wife... Okay, so the friend's wife wants to set you up with a cousin and a cousin's friend. Does the friend's wife want to be there?
I hope not.
Well, why else would she... Like, why is she offering you this? Like, at no point has any woman ever said to me, hey, by the way, I've got these two friends I'd like you both to do. It's never happened to me, and it's one of the great regrets of my life. But why would she set this up for you?
Well, to tell you the truth, that's never happened to me either.
But, I mean, do you know why?
I've known him for years and years. Probably 20 years I've been friends with her husband.
Okay.
So that's all I can really think of.
And so, you don't know why? Like, did anything prompt this, or did just out of the blue, she's setting you up in a threesome in which she's not going to be involved?
No, it was just out of the blue. I hadn't talked to him in 6 months, maybe, and then she just calls me one day completely out of the blue.
Did you meet the cousin before?
I just did last weekend.
Are they... She attractive?
Oh, really?
Oh, great looking.
Great looking. Is the friend great looking?
Yeah.
Are they lesbians?
That I don't know.
Are they willing to learn?
A few times, but I don't know. Lesbians, bi, or what?
Well, clearly, you know, we've said on the show many times, all women secretly are just like, they're like one Mickey's wide mouth away from being gay for a night. You know what I mean? One bottle of Arbor Mist away. So clearly they're not, they may not be lesbians, but they're willing to sort of bend those rules. They're willing to color outside the lines a little bit. So are you going to do it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why I shouldn't.
Excellent. Now, is this the sort of thing you have to, like, put down in your Franklin planner ahead of time, or you have to show up at somebody's house? Like, when, what are the mechanics of doing this now? How do you set this up? And I got all these questions. Okay, let's stop. When you talked to the cousin and the cousin's friend, did they bring it up? Like, did they say, so I understand you're going to be porking us both?
One of the cousin brought it up at my house last week.
What did she say?
She just asked me if I wanted to do it with him.
And you, what did you, go, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tell her no.
Okay, excellent. And so the friend's wife isn't going to be there. She's not going to be there filming it or watching it or anything?
No, definitely not.
What if she wanted to? What if that was a condition of the threesome, that the friend's wife had to be there?
I guess we'd have to work it in there.
Yeah, so you just make room. Oh, there's a chair over there. We'll make room somehow.
What's the husband say?
Yeah, that's true. What is your friend saying about all this? And is he pissed that he's not being offered the threesome?
I haven't asked him, because I really don't care. I'm the one being offered, so I'm going to take advantage of the situation.
No. Clearly, I'm not saying you should pass on it and give it to someone else. No. In the universe, it's like when you find a wallet. The universe wanted you to have that money. You should take it. I'm saying, as men, it's part of the guy code that at some point, you've got to tell your friends. You've got to go, dude, guess what happened to me? Like, you've got to talk to him about it at some point, because he's dying to know, probably.
Well, I guess he's not as lucky as I am.
No, maybe not. Maybe the wife wanted him to do it and he wouldn't do it. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he, for some reason, passed on it, and so you're getting the, it's like hand-me-down clothing or something, like big shoes you have to put newspaper in the toes of them to wear or something. I don't know. I have nothing. I can't even think.
What about the relationship with your friend here? It might jeopardize with the situation.
Hush, what are you talking about?
Oh, no, it wouldn't jeopardize it at all. He's real happy.
Well, yeah, you got to be happy for your... Look, you got to be happy for your brothers.
Well, you didn't ask him, I thought.
No, but it's known. You got to be happy for your boys if they're getting a little something.
Yeah,
if your best friend of 20 years is in getting into a threesome, you have no ill will towards that man at all.
All you ask is that he high-five you later and give you some details.
But listen to this. When something happens to the cousin and the cousin's friend with Gabe, and then something goes wrong and somebody's mad at somebody, then the wife's going to tell the husband that she can't be friends with
Gabe. That's
a
lot of what-ifs and somebody's impossible.
That's
worth the risk.
Yeah, why?
Worth the risk.
Yeah,
that wouldn't happen anyways. He wouldn't be like, I'm mad at you because something happened. I guarantee I could do this, blow him off tomorrow, and he wouldn't care.
And plus, he's a guy. He knows.
He's a guy.
He's not going to take anything personally. So do you know when this is going to happen? Is it going to be this weekend?
That I don't know. Hopefully. I think they want me to take the initiative and call them up and plan this all out.
We should... Oh, you should totally... You got to let us know when it happens. And if we could ever talk to, like, either the cousin or the friend, that'd be a bonus. But you got to let us know when it happens.
Oh, I might actually be able to get the cousin on the phone maybe tomorrow.
Oh, you got to do that. You'd be my pal for life.
Okay, I may actually be able to do that.
I'm going to put you on with Sarah. Sarah's going to get your phone number. We'll see if we can do that. It's Gabe. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Yo, ho, hello there. Oh, yeah. Don't think I won't go there. Go to Babe Ruth and do a show there. Yeah, you laugh to your motherfucker.